So, Michael, first, for our listeners, let's talk about the RBA Green Council, some history about it, what you guys do, the mission statement of the group.
Thanks, Bill. And the RBA Green Council, this is our ninth year. We're real excited about what we've done with the council. We've had seven annual Green Awards. We've had site tours. We've had educational programs. And our mission really is to educate and advocate to the business community of Rockland the benefits of adopting green principles. And last time we were on the air together, it was sort of a red carpet pre-award gala where we interviewed the winners of our seventh annual Green Awards. They were all dressed in designer gowns and tuxedos. I guess we're a little less formally dressed this morning, but you know, no less an important topic where you know, being green in Rockland County is critical, and I'll get into that in a moment. But what we do at the Green Council is we, as I said, we have these site tours. On June 1st, we're going to visit the largest infrastructure project in the country, Tappan Zee Bridge, mm-hmm. and we have 140 business members of the RBA going out to the bridge, learning what they did to make that construction project more environmentally friendly and more sustainable. And last month, Bill, you were at the educational program with Sunrise Solar, and they told us about the major changes happening to the solar panel industry. But, you know, here in Rockland, we're the second highest tax county in the nation. Mm-hmm. And your listeners could go to the RBA website, rocklandbusiness.org, and download that white paper that explains how that happened. And at the Green Council, our mission really is to come up with some solutions, and the white paper has some significant ways that we can improve that. One of the things is to grow our business sector, and I'm sure all the listeners are concerned about, you know, the traffic and the pollution that comes with business growth. But at the Green Council, we believe that saving energy, conserving water, reducing waste, and improving transportation all make good economic and environmental sense and are critical to the future of Rockland County. And that's really what we've been trying to do for the last 9 years.